Kirkland Lake. In 2 weeks, the Museum of Northern History will welcome visitors once again. The Oaks Project. Heritage, Arts, and Tourism, Top Hat. The not-for-profit organization now managing the Kirkland Lake Museum, announced on Monday, January 20. After closing the doors nearly 5 months ago, the grand reopening is on February 6 from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is free. In 2024, Kirkland Lake ended its lease with the Ontario Heritage Trust, OHT, for the Sir Harry Oakes Chateau, citing high repair costs. In response, Top Hat was created to save the Museum of Northern History. See, historic Kirkland Lake Chateau faced year of uncertainty. Backed by a petition with nearly 8,500 signatures and annual funding pledged by Alamos Gold, Agnico Eagle Mines, and a royalty partner, the new group secured funding to keep the museum operating. The museum will reopen under a new agreement between Top Hat and the OHT. The chateau is nearly a century old and was built by Oakes, who became a multi-millionaire during Kirkland Lake's gold rush. He built the home in 1929 to use during visits to his mining properties. His permanent home was in Niagara Falls. See, one of the world's best unsolved crime stories started in the North. In 1934, Oakes moved to the Bahamas as a protest against the Canadian tax system and was knighted by King George VI in 1939. 4 years later, Oakes was murdered at his Bahamas home. The crime remains unsolved.